This is BBC Radio 1 FM, and if there is any news of the death of Michael Heseltine in the next hour, we'll let you know.
We have are within one or two of the firm pledges that we had received by this morning. I will therefore allow my name to go forward into the second round.
What a guy. Come back, gonna come your
In spite of the comprehensive system of income-related rebates and the reduction scheme we devised, the public have not been persuaded that the charge is fair. We have therefore decided that from the earliest possible moment, the community charge will be replaced by a new system of local taxation.
What a guy. What a guy.
And if all that adds up to intervention, well then let me say it straight. If I have to intervene to help British companies, like the French government intervenes to help Japanese companies, or the German government intervenes to help the Japanese government intervenes, then I tell you, Mr. Chairman, that I will attract Mr. Colifer as well, before breakfast, before lunch, before tea, and I'll get up the next morning before dinner.
What a guy. Close personal friend, colleague and bass player of The Jam, Bruce Foxton.
Bruce Foxton, any thoughts on the death of Michael Heseltine?
Sorry?
The death of Michael Heseltine, any thoughts? Mean anything to you?
To be honest with you, I didn't know he died.
Ah, well...
When did he die?
This afternoon.
Really?
So...
Good, I haven't had any TV
hit the ground
on
screaming.
Or anything.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's obviously sad when anybody dies, actually.
Yeah, I suppose...
What was it, another heart attack?
He was around throughout the time The Jam were playing and indeed breaking up.
Mm.
How would you assess him, I suppose?
Well, it's a bit of a question to answer. I would say probably that he seemed to stick to his guns. He seemed a very determined and strong-willed man.
Which of your bass lines would you say would be a suitable sort of lament?
That's entertainment, but it's not really...
Sorry?
That's entertainment, maybe.
Right. So something with harmonics in it, like down in the tube station, probably be a little bit frivolous and inappropriate.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
So you'd stick with That's Entertainment.
Yeah.
And would you play that slower and softer than on the record?
Mm.
Close personal friend. And colleague Bruce Foxton. Our reporter Pat Hodge also spoke to close personal friend and colleague Jerry Hayes.
What I'm doing is I'm just collecting comments about Michael Heseltine.
Yes.
Because it's my job to be in charge of the Obit tapes.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
I've got to update them.
Are you serious, Pat?
Yeah, I am.
Gee whiz.
Basically, anyone who's over 55, I've got to go around and just update them.
Now, what can I say, for God's sake?
I don't know. I'm just asking people if they can say what they can say about, you know, Michael Heseltine for that tape, which will obviously be broadcast.
I'll happily do it. Can I pop in tomorrow and do it?
Why, do you just want time to think about it?
Oh, did it off the top of my head.
Okay, well, could you do it now?
Yeah, of course I can. And do you want me to do it in the he was?
I suppose so, yeah.
I have to.
Yeah. So you can just give us a few words about Michael Heseltine.
Right. How long?
15 seconds.
15 seconds. Right.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll do it now.
Yeah.
Michael Heseltine was a truly great parliamentarian, a beast of the jungle. And what's more, he got things done. One of the few politicians on the front bench. any front bench, who had real charisma and rose from the political dead so many times. He had probably had more farewells than Frank Sinatra.
And I suppose he deserved every one of them.
He deserved every one.
So what will you miss about him?
Well, I'll miss the man. I'll miss the individual. I'll miss a great politician.
And I suppose it's a sad day today, but is there anything that can alleviate that?
In politics, it's not just the boring drudgery. It is the excitement. It is being a beast of the jungle. It's being a true politician that really can win you through. And for that, Michael Heseltine is a great example to us all.
Or was it? Could you just say that again? Was a great example to us all. For that, Michael Heseltine.
And for that, Michael Heseltine was a great example to us all.
And I suppose every beast of the jungle has to come to an end sometime.
Yes. That's appalling.
Well, you know, I'm just saying, you know.
I know.
It just has to be.
I know.
Suppose all great people like, you know, Aslam in The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe,
yeah.
even he had to come to an end.
Yeah.
Okay, Jerry, well, thanks
a lot. Okay, Pat.
Cheers.
Cheers, matey.
Bye-bye.
Everybody get fat on Cream. 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 On Cream. On Cream. On Cream. On Cream. On Cream. On Cream.
Where's Hulk up?
So, as I say, if there is any news of the death of Michael Heseltine, we'll let you know in the next hour. Sly and the Family Stone. Okay, and tonight's Swooping Whore, if you want to take part in the sock quiz, all you have to do is answer three simple questions with a sock in your mouth. And if you want to do that, book now on 071-637-4343. There's oral Prozac from Michael Ivers Anderson John. Two new feedback reports. Peter Bainham is checking out products and methods to keep yourself cool at home in the office. Hiya, Peter.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm all right.
And feedback reports, in case you don't know, sound like this. Right, so we're looking today at vertical meat.
Yeah.
What problems would you have with your mouth?
Young people would choke on it, couldn't they?
What about people such as yourself? Would you have the experience to deal with vertical meat?
Yeah, what actually happens is that it gets in your throat and you can't, it stops your breathing.
With vertical meat?
That's right, yeah. And then it could choke you.
Yeah, and you could fall to the floor cursing and screaming and shouting.
Yeah.
Would that vertical meat come flying back out, do you think?
Might do.
Only if somebody gave you a sharp
wallop, yeah.
In the Heimlich.
That's it.
How fast would it come out, do you think?
Oh, just like an arrow.
So how many miles an hour?
15, 20.
If you found out that vertical meat came from a vertical cow, would that make you feel worse about it?
Yeah, would, don't know.
What's the problem with a vertical cow?
Well, the point is that you don't know where it's been and the meat that you're going to have, you haven't got no idea what it's like.
Would you think it would be in pain, a vertical cow?
Yeah, not much, yeah.
I bet you. What is actually the correct angle for meat?
About 60 degrees or something.
And don't forget tonight, the 1FM facade swap that starts tonight runs for 24 hours. Bring the facade of your house along tonight or tomorrow, swap it with someone else's. The change may well do you some good. Okay, so also tonight, Paul Garner, the guy who disturbs shops for us. Paul, if you can give us a ring now, 071-637-4343. If you want to disturb a shop for us tonight, then there's time to do it and we'll fix you up. Tell us where you are. He's called already, right?
going on.
He's in Cambridge. Okay, we've got someone lined up for the sock quiz. Let's put them through. Okay, sock quiz. Hello, Emma.
Yeah.
Have you been allowed to stay up specially for this?
Yeah.
You have. What time do you normally go to bed?
7:30.
Have you got a sock with you?
Yeah.
You have. And can you roll it up and put it in your mouth?
Yeah.
Okay, and your mum's going to help you?
Yep.
Sock in your mouth. Here come the questions. Now, you wash your hands and your dishes in a kitchen what? It rhymes with ink. A kitchen...
sink.
That's actually what Frank Bruno does once a year. What is another name for football? What is another name for football?
Soccer.
No, that's a kind of German aeroplane with a name dangerously like the word you're about to say. Can you complete the well-known expression? Don't teach your grandmother to blank eggs. What's the blank? You can ask your mum.
She can't say that.
What's the word?
Fuck.
I beg your pardon?
Fuck.
Emma?
Yeah?
Thank you very much.
It's all right.
Your mum's still on the phone, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, well, can you thank her for her help?
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
So let's
bye.
Have... bye-bye.
Bye.
So, what the suck was that? Peter Maynard has been... have you got that book?
Yep, still yeah, have, yeah.
Trawling the shop.
God,
and seeing
full.
What is available by way of goods to keep you cool. So if you are feeling hot or expecting to get hot again in the heat wave and hate that stuff, then Peter can help us.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do that in about a minute.
Yep.
Since track 4 is listed as AAA, then I assume that is a quadruple A side from Dodgy that was called Melodies Haunt You, Johnny Walker, 1FM. Peter, mm-hmm. It's quite good actually because it's a cool day today and some of them have been dropping their prices, haven't they?
Yeah, they've been knocking down. I got a fantastic thing. Do you want to see this thing? It's quite big actually.
Okay, hike it up.
One second.
I was glad to see actually yesterday that when it was still hot they had the big fans up in Oxford Street, the
it's
big 100 foot fan there,
not
just blowing
traffic,
a breeze.
But it
was helpful. They've got one in Milton Keynes and one in Lancaster and one in Harrogate.
Brilliant.
Very muggy town, Harrogate.
Talking about fans, you mentioned fans there. Look at this thing here, right?
Wow.
Now this, right? Mm. Now it looks like a fan, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Looks like a normal, regular fan, big thing. But you fix this to a ceiling. But you notice along the blade here, there's a strip of meat.
Right. Yeah.
And along the other side of the blade, there's a strip of like
sticky
stuff. Yeah. Like fly spray.
So
stuff.
What do you do with that?
Well, what happens is that you fix it up to the ceiling.
Yeah. Like a normal fan.
Yeah, like a normal fan. Just fit it into the ceiling. There's no power though to it. There's no electrical power. Then the flies, you're supplied with a small box. See this small box here? That's got about 5,000 flies in it.
Right.
You open the box, you point the box at the fan. Thousands of flies fly at the fan, get stuck onto the little strip of thing. They all point their heads at the meat.
Right, so they're all in the same orientation.
All in the same orientation. They drive the fan round.
But they try and fly towards the meat. They go, I've got to get at the meat.
But they're just stuck there.
And
you know, the winds are buzzing.
And starts to turn.
Yeah.
Actually, you get some hell speed on that, can you?
Yeah, it's, it gets up to about 5 miles an hour.
How much is that, 1999?
Great. Yeah.
Okay, but listen, have you got some more stuff which you can do?
Yeah,
keep that. There's another fan. There's all sorts of things to keep you... What's that tiny little thing?
What, there?
Yeah, that sort of leak. It's got a bit of water in it. What's that?
Oh, that's,
Is that a finger shower?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, basically, little battery there. Put your finger in the hole in the bottom.
Yeah.
Little water canister in the top. Press it. Soaks your finger.
Great. Okay, Peter, we'll do some more about 20 to 10.
Certainly.
Okay. This is Chris Morris on Radio 1.
And if all that adds up to intervention, well, then let me say it straight. If I have to intervene to help British companies, like the French government intervenes to help Japanese companies, or the German government intervenes to help the Japanese government intervenes, then I tell you, Mr. Chairman, that I will attract Mr. Colliver as well, before breakfast, before lunch, before tea, and I'll get up the next morning and before dinner.
Chris.
Chris. Keep busting.
Ian Dury. And, Peter, what else is in the sack there? Things to cool you down.
Yeah, pretty good things here. Well, of course, one of the ways of getting cool, apart from physically being cool, is to be a bit chilled, you know, to be a bit upset, you know, sort of cold goes through you. These things, little packs of 10 cards, you put them up around the office or in your home or whatever, and then when you're feeling hot, you might get up, wander around, you see one of them. One of them says, imagine having a big slug in your mouth. Obviously, you think of that and think, ugh.
Shiver.
Ugh, yeah.
Shiver down his way.
And the other one says, and there's another one that says, imagine waking up with your face in a tramp's crapping arse.
So, again, you'd shiver and
feel just feel a bit unpleasant about that, yeah.
What else have we got? This pipe, is that one of those gut coolers?
Yes.
So, you swallow that?
Yeah.
It comes out both ends.
Yeah, yes.
And then you run a tap through it.
Yeah, yeah. And then the pipe will be passing. It'll sort of pass past your colon and past one of your kidneys or whatever.
And you can lose cold temperature water. Up to a couple of degrees a minute.
Yeah, about 5 or 6 degrees. Yeah, that's very good. Here's a good one here. What's this one here? This is the shirt freezer. Little sort of flat freezer that you can basically you take your shirt off in work or whatever, force the shirt in like a sort of trouser press, freezes the shirt. Put the shirt back on, you're feeling a lot colder.
Excellent. And actually, another good thing for the workplace is those, I don't know if you can get them from furniture stores, but the short-legged desks.
Oh, yes, yes.
And chairs. Because
heat rises.
Heat rises, so that goes up. And if you sit, the closer to the floor you sit, then the cooler you'll be.
Yeah.
So you sit on a chair with 4-inch legs, and your desk has 6-inch legs, and you put your legs under the desk, and everybody does the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And actually gets you remarkably cool, about 5 degrees less.
Yeah, yeah, that's very good. And what else is this final thing here? Oh, yeah, frozen contact lenses, they're very good, because the eyes eject about sort of 70% of the body's heat. So you put these things in, they cool down your eyes, you're feeling a lot better.
What's that cone-shaped thing?
The cone-shaped thing.
Yeah.
That's a swan point.
A swan point?
Yeah. These things are absolutely fantastic. They've just come over from America. You push them into the ceiling, right, of your office.
Yeah.
And you see there's a little rubber thing here, which is like the thing that you would put a towel in, a towel holder in a kitchen.
Yep.
What you do is you force one of these into the ceiling. Then you get a swan. You have to provide your own swan, obviously. They can't supply the swan with it. Then you force the swan's head into the little towel roll holder thing.
Oh,
and the swan is hanging there from the ceiling. You can have about 8 swans in a sort of big office. They're flailing around, flapping like hell.
Massive air movement.
That's super.
And what's the recommendation here on the packet? It says, one swan per 10 square metres.
Yeah, yeah.
So
they get a bit closer to the wings, start getting clogged up with each other.
Great.
And entertaining too.
And how much are they?
They're $25.99.
Thanks, Pierre.
Cheers.
L7, Andre. And here is tonight's feedback report number 2.
We're looking today at circular tea. Does it help? Circular tea.
Circular tea?
Do you think there's any problem if you start introducing corners into it?
Possibly to people with dentures, I don't know.
Or I'd say 3 corners.
Well, do you use the flat part in your mouth or the pointed piece?
What would you use?
I have to use the flat.
And what problems could ensue in that circumstance?
Probably spill the damn stuff.
What gives you more gush? Fewer corners or more corners?
Fewer corners, I think, yes.
The fewer corners, the more gush.
There'd be more volume, yes.
So, if you had triangular tea, what percentage gush would you get, do you think?
25%.
And two-cornered tea? It's a really horrible concept, two-cornered tea. What percentage gush would you get there?
Oh, I'd say 35%.
And what about one-cornered tea?
One-cornered? Oh, that'd be worse still, I should imagine.
What percentage gush?
Oh, I don't know, 75%.
How many corners would give you 100% gush, total spillage, nasty all over your shirt and its trousers and stuff?
Maybe just the one.
One corner?
One corner, yes.
Don't forget, we're giving away thousands of ring pull hooks. Hooks to hook over your ring pulls. Johnny Walker will demonstrate.
Here it is, the cool slide.
Okay, I've got headlines coming up on the printers. Give you those in a moment. There was some other kind of piece of information. That's right, somebody had sent us a fax. Pull that out. Fax came through from Mr. Trampas McCorkindale, who says that he's just lost his grip on reality. It walked out last night while he was harpooning a witch and was swallowed by a briefcase. When he tried to shout after it, his words came out of feathers. If you find Mr. McCorkindale's grip, please could you let us know. trim through tonight's headlines. Tom Wolfe eaten by leopard. Dying man refused water by Harrods. Amputee dentist works on with helium cushion. Kim singing Hillwalker butted over cliff by sheep. And gritted sleepwalker chafes wife to shreds. Those are the heads tonight. Full update at 10:30 on 1FM. That's in the newsbeat. New single from Stereolab. This is called It's all right, good.
There's a record on. Yeah, no, I've written a joke.
A joke?
Yeah, a joke, yes. It's an excellent joke. It's worth stopping the... Just stop the joke.
Go on, then.
If Iggy Pop, right,
yeah,
went for an operation to have some pork taken out of him, it'd be a piggy op.
Okay, apparently Paul Garner has phoned in and he is somewhere in the vicinity of a late-night shop. So we'll get him lined up. The track, in case you're interested, is called Ping Pong. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, how you doing?
All right, man.
Well, how far are you from the till?
A couple of paces, I think.
Take them.
Just these, please. I want some of these as well.
When he gives you the coins, right, say they're a bit hot.
Right.
Say they're a bit hot and give some of them back.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
It's a bit... Can you change that one, please?
Tell him it's hot.
It's a bit hot. Could you just change it for another one?
Is he doing it? and complain about this one as well, so it's even hotter.
No. You've given me the same one back, I think.
Pretend to burn your hand on it.
No, please, if you could just...
So it's really hot. Go, ah!
No, ow. Please, just that one. No, it isn't a different one. It's the same year. The coin is hot. I don't know what to do with this.
Tell him it's really too hot to give.
No, can you make it?
Can you say that you're scared of one of the coins?
Scared of these. Could you have two more tens, please? Thanks. That's a 20. They're frightening coins, you know. Okay, I've got that.
They're doing that.
Yeah, I've done it.
Ask him if it's his real face that he's looking at you with.
Yeah, your real face.
What's he said?
Yeah, there's a lady saying something here. What was it?
Yeah, and ask her if that's her real hand.
So that must be your real hand then that showed me. Thanks for your help, everyone, okay? Cheers.
Thank him 10 times.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thanks a lot. Bye bye. Thank you.
Thank you again.
Cheers.
Thank you. And shout it. Thank you.
I can't. You swine.
Run.
I'm out of here, man.
Run. Get in the car. Have you got the car engine going?
Yeah, hang on. Oh, God, why do I do this?
In the car.
I'm getting in the car, man.
Yeah.
I'm shaking. It makes me shake.
Drive easy, though.
Oh, God. Help me.
Are they coming out?
Yeah, they're behind me.
No, they're not.
They are, definitely. I'm getting in the car. Hang on.
Move it.
Start the engine, for Christ's sake. Let's get out of here. Yeah, definitely. Move.
He's got a getaway.
I've got a getaway driver tonight. Just as well. Yeah, they gave me funny looks. We can't start the car. It's like one of those films. Here we go.
No, just get out of it.
Hey, hit it, will ya?
Yeah, let's have a look at this. See you pass the ball. The whole ball. Late news on 1FM and...
national state of emergency has been declared across the UK this evening after a massive argument has spread from Birmingham to Newcastle and Bristol. The disagreement, which started as a difference of opinions between two motorists, now involves over 17,000 people all over the country. 70 negotiators were sent in this afternoon but could not resist becoming embroiled in the mess. Several local TV news bulletins ground to a halt, with otherwise polite presenters locked in swearing contests. In a statement tonight, the Home Secretary said that unless the argument broke up by morning, he would authorise the police to blow it up. Okay, thanks to everyone involved tonight. Thanks to Ollie, thanks to Peter Bain, and thanks to the rest. You can rest assured that if there is any news of the death of Michael Heseltine in the next hour on 1FM, we'll let you know.
Chris Morris. Basically, Steve Wright on a one-legged horse, vomiting spinach into a pram.
Cooked and Bombed presents the Chris Morris Music Shows.
Visit us online at www.cookedandbombed.co.uk
or chilled.cream.org.